You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We
know that in Acts 4:12, Peter said, apart from him there is no salvation, for there is no other name under heaven given by which we can be saved.
这句话不是彼得坐在菩提树下悟出来的道理。
This is not something Peter dreamed up.
彼得乃是在上个礼拜我曾经提到，彼得乃是从主耶稣基督那里得到这句话原来的出处。This
statement and this revelation came from Christ himself.
因为在约翰福音第十四章第六节，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接受我，没有人能够到父那里去。”In
John, we heard Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me.
所以使徒行在四章十二节，还有约翰福音十四章六节，其实是一脉相通的。The
scripture in Acts and the scripture in John mirrors each other.
因为这两句话给我们看到有相同的意义，相同的内涵，相同的重点。
These two statements give us the same content.
但是我们发现这两句话却有一个非常明显的不同的地方。However,
there is a difference between these two verses.
在使徒行传第四章，彼得说这句话，他的对象是那些非基督徒。When
Peter said what he mentioned in Acts, he was addressing it toward pagans.
他是对着那些反基督教的势力所说的。He
was talking to those who were opposed to the power of Christianity.
但是我们在约翰福音十四章六节却看见主耶稣说这句话是对着基督徒所说的。In
John, Christ was talking to his disciples.
约翰福音十四章第六节，我们常常用这些圣经拿来做传福音，拿来做大步道会的主题。We
frequently use this verse in John as the motto of our evangelistic meeting.
但是我们看见在这一节圣经里面，从上下文很清楚地看到，这一节圣经最初不是
However, if we analyze the verse in John carefully, that verse was used to address the Christians first.
不只是对基督徒，是对着一些有心侍奉、有心跟随主的人所说的。
Not only to Christians, but to those who have heart to follow Christ.
我们知道，从约翰福音十三章到16章，耶稣基督是对着这些将来要侍奉他的人耳提面命的一段叮咛的话。Earlier
in the scripture verse in John, Christ was preaching to those who really want to hear and follow him.
好吧，我们再看约翰福音第十四章，我们一同翻到新约圣经约翰福音第十四章。Let's
turn to John chapter 14.
不久，耶稣要离开他们。Christ
was soon to be departed from them.
换句话说，不久这些门徒要承担起耶稣还没有完成的宣教的工作。And
soon the disciples feel that they have to carry on the works that Christ has started.
救恩的工作已经完成了，但是宣传救恩的工作还没有完成。Salvation
was already completed, but the works, the spreading of the gospel has to be carried on.
所以在约翰福音十四章十二节，当耶稣说你们要做更大的事情的时候。
So that when Christ mentioned in John 14:12 that you are going to do even greater things,
那个更大的事情不是指着这个事情的内涵说的，是指着这个事情的范围说的。Christ
was referring to the dimension of the work and not just only to the content.
他们跟随耶稣已经跟随了三年多的时间。These
disciples have followed Christ for 3 years.
马上呢，更大事情的挑战摆在他们的面前。
and the challenges before them.
但是那个时候你门徒的心情如何呢？
But what was the feeling state of the disciples at that time?
当时这些门徒的 morale, 当时他们的士气是非常的低沉。
At that time, the morale was low.
我们在第十四章第一节很清楚地看见主耶稣宣告一件事实。
And we saw that on John, the first verse of John 14, Christ mentioned the fact.
耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
Don't worry.
事实上他在这里说不是忧虑，不要忧愁。Don't be troubled. 你不要受许多事情的干扰。
Christ told the disciples, don't be troubled.
我们看第一节，你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
他在这里不是用 worry 这个字，而是用 trouble 这个字。
Christ did not use the word worry, rather trouble.
刚才我们的姊妹在这里唱诗篇二十七篇。
A while ago, we heard the solo.
我刚才听他唱的时候，看到这里有一句话说 ，For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle. 当我们在受困扰的时候，他要把我们藏在他的会幕的里面。这是旧约的精神，这是旧约的福音。
The message of the song was that in times of trouble, God will hide us in His tabernacle. This is the message of the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，我们清楚地看见，当一个人有困扰的时候，神成为我们的依靠，神成为我们的遮盖。
In the Old Testament, we saw that when we are in trouble, God is our anchor.
但是当我们看到约翰福音十四章新约的信息的时候
，But what did the message in John in the New Testament say?
当他的门徒有trouble 的时候，不是单单说主没有跟他说我要成为你的 tabernacle。
Christ did not say, "When you are in trouble, I will be a tabernacle."
你在 trouble 的里面，我不只是要解决你的 trouble， 而且我要让你这个有 trouble 的人成为神手中使用的器皿。
Not only that he is going to help you with your trouble, but he is going to convert you to be his vessel.
旧约的标准是压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
In the Old Testament in Isaiah, we heard that the bruised reed he shall not break, and the smoldering wick he shall not snuff out.
在新约的标准是压伤的芦苇不只是不折断，而且用那个芦苇成为上帝建造的材料。
In the standard that is used in the New Testament is that the bruised reed is not only going to be healed, but it's going to be used for constructive purposes.
在新约的精神是压着这个将残的灯火，它不但不吹灭，而且它把它点亮，成为世上的光。
The smoldering wick.Not only will not be snuffed out, but it shall be brightened.
但是，当上帝要用这些士气很低落、自己形象很模糊的这些门徒之前
，before God can use the disciples who are feeling so low and debased,
耶稣要在他们的身上做两件很重要的事情。
Jesus must do two things to transform their feelings.
当耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁的时候
When Jesus said Do not let your hearts be troubled
证明门徒心里有 trouble
It shows you that the disciples were troubled
那门徒的 trouble 是什么
What were the trouble
我们就要从上下文来找为什么他们会 trouble
Let us find what was troubling the disciples.
他们软弱的原因在哪里
？What were the sources of the weakness?
他们站不起来的原因在哪里
？What was it that's pulling them down?
外面看起来很温暖，里面却非常冷。那么这个原因在哪里
？Outwardly speaking, they look okay, but inwardly they were feeling so down. What were the reasons?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是今天这个时代的人的写照吗
？Isn't this the scene that portrays the situations of men today.
今天我们看人的外表都是体面的，都是好看的。
We can see the nice outer appearance of people.
我们觉得不体面，觉得不好看，我们出门以前使它更体面一点，使它更好看一点。
Anything that's ugly, we hide it before we go out.
当我们外面使人觉得更体面的时候，相对之下，我们的里面就更相差很远。
And yet at the same time, when we try to put our best to the outer, so for other people to see, our inner situations inside deteriorate. And this is what causes a lot of trouble for this kind of things that trouble not only Christians but non-Christians as well. There's no match from what people perceived and our inner reality.
所以主耶稣基督要在这里来帮助这些门徒胜过这一种里面差距甚大的那种痛苦。
This is why Christ wants to correct the discrepancies between outer appearance and inner reality.
第一个，主耶稣在这里帮助这些门徒，让他们胜过角色的危机。
The first thing Christ has to do is to overcome the crisis of role crisis.
我为什么说这些门徒有角色的危机呢？
Why do I use that word?
如果我们看第十三章第十八节前面的标题，
If we look at chapter 13,
十八节前面的标题，
on verse 18,
他这个地方说耶稣预告自己将被出卖。
And before verse 18, there was a phrase that says, Jesus predicts his betrayal.
谁出卖他呢?
Who was going to betray Jesus?
耶稣十二个门徒里面的一个。
One of his 12 disciples.
不是平信徒要出卖耶稣。
It's not just any disciple.
是高信徒要出卖耶稣。
It is one of his elevated disciples.
不是耶稣外圈的跟随者要出卖耶稣。
Not people who are just following Jesus from afar.
是耶稣内圈的门徒要出卖他。
But one of the persons of his inner circle.
所以当耶稣预告这件事情的时候，
So when Jesus encountered this thing,
这十二个门徒人心惶惶，彼此对问，彼此对看。
All the disciples are looking at each other.
那么到了13章31节的时候，
When you come to verse 31,
前面的标题说什么呢？ 耶稣预告彼得要不认他。
The phrase says, Jesus predicts Peter's denial.
前面说12个里面的一个，
One of the 12.
后面说就是彼得。
And later on they said it was Peter.
请问你我如果是彼得的话，当时的心态是什么呢？
If you and me were Peter, tell me how would you feel?
我们知道彼得当时的心态。
We know how Peter felt.
38节，在37节他说，他说我愿意为你舍命。
Peter said, I will lay down my life for you.
其实在马太福音26章里面不只是彼得这样说，圣经告诉我们说众门徒都是这样说。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says not only Peter said that, all the disciples said the same thing.
那么换句话说，每一个门徒自己怎么样看看对方，看看彼此，然后在照镜子看看自己，他们不觉得自己要像耶稣所说的要出卖，要不认耶稣。
In other words, when the disciples look at one another, none of them would admit that one of them is going to betray Jesus.
但是主耶稣说的非常的斩钉截铁。
Yet Jesus was very certain in what he was saying.
不只是你们中间有人要出卖我，彼得，你在鸡叫三次以前，你要否认我。
Yet Jesus was clearly warning Peter not only that he was going to betray him, and he was going to do so when the crow before the crows three times.
那么我们在这里就看见他们这些门徒已经跟随耶稣跟随了3年多的时间。
We saw these are disciples that followed Jesus for 3 years.
他们知道,
they knew
耶稣说话算话。
What Jesus said is absolutely going to happen.
他们知道耶稣口里怎么说，事情就必怎么成就。
What he said, it will be done.
那么问题来了。
Here comes a problem.
自己不觉得自己那么差。
If I don't feel I am that bad,
主说我要出卖他。
And Jesus said, I'm going to betray him.
他们就开始对自我的角色产生一个非常非常模糊的印象。
They begin to kind of feel unsettled, not knowing what their role is going to be.
上个礼拜因为大雪，很多人没有来。我上个礼拜特别强调，我们要怎么样来肯定自我呢？我们要学习在主里面肯定自我。
Last week, because of the snowstorm, there were many of you who were not here. I mentioned how we can be certain on our role in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习怎么样透过主耶稣来看人。
We have to learn how to perceive others through the eyes of Jesus.
这个功课我学了多年。
I learned this lesson for many years.
我学了多年，我承认我还没有学好这个功课。
I have to admit that after all these years, I'm still learning.
我们要学习透过耶稣看我们的同工。
We have to learn how to look at others through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过耶稣来看我们的配偶。
We have to look at our spouses through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过耶稣来看我们的父母，看我们的儿女。
In the same way, we have to look at our parents through the eyes of Christ.
在我母亲去世的前一个月。
A month before my mother passed away,
我妹妹在医院里面跟她谈话。
My sister talked to her.
那么就谈到我舅舅，就谈到我妈妈的弟弟。那么我妹妹，我母亲就说，哎呀，这个舅舅真是得到一个好媳妇儿。
My mother said that my brother has a good
daughter-in-law. 我妹妹说
My sister said,
说妈妈
Mom,
你不要只看别人
Don't look at others.
你也有一个好媳妇
You too have a good sister-in-law and daughter-in-law.
后来我母亲在病床上就说了一句话。
At her dying bed, my mother said this statement.
她说我真不懂。
I don't understand.
为什么在他们结婚以前，我那样反对他们？
I don't understand why before they got married, I was so opposed to the marriage.
在我跟师母做朋友的时候。
And I was dating my wife.
我母亲非常非常的反对这一个感情的发展。
My mother was very opposed to this budding relationship.
每一次我带师母回到家，我的母亲能够不见她就不见她，就跑到房间里面去。
She tried to avoid my wife as much as possible.
那个时候不是我的 wife。那么后来如果没有办法要一起吃饭的时候。
And when we were to have dinner together,
我母亲就用她的脸色来给我的女朋友看。
My mother is going to show her displeasure through her facial expression.
所以，师母那个时候跟我做朋友，每一次到我家来，她就非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
You can understand how my girlfriend was very, how troubled she was.
1962年的年底。我父母亲在香港，我写了一封信给他们。1962
in the end of 1962, I
我写了一封信给在香港的父母亲。
I wrote a letter to my parents who were in Hong Kong.
我请示他们的意见，告诉他们我要跟师母订婚。
I tried to seek their consent that I was going to engage.
后来他们写了一封信给我。
And so I received this letter in return.
当我打开那封信
When I opened the letter,
我母亲不是我母亲写的，是我父亲写的。
It was written by my father.
但是我知道那封信的意思是我母亲的意思。
But I know the meaning of the letter was conveyed to my father through my mother.
信上告诉我说，你如果要这个女孩。你就不要我们，你如果要我们的话，你就要丢掉这个女孩。
不要你。
这封信是一个埃德美顿书。这封信呢，他说如果我要跟这个女的订婚，就离开他们，就跟他们没有关系。如果要他们的话，就要把这个女孩丢掉。
You have to choose either you want your girlfriend or you want us.
我那个时候是基督徒。
At that time, I was a Christian.
我挣扎了一个晚上。
I struggled for one night.
我不知道怎么回这封信。
I don't know how to return this letter.
我一直挣扎到清晨四点。
I struggled through 4 o'clock in the morning.
我做了一个决定。
Finally, I make a decision.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.